what stinks in here? It smells like rotten eggs.
Believe it or not, it is rotten eggs. Hey, your baby's making a face, too.
Did you think babies couldn't smell?
How should I know how long it takes for the sense of smell to develop? Surely we're not just born smelling.
Actually, the fact that newborns recognize the smell of the amniotic fluid that surrounded them in their mother's bodies suggests that they can smell before they're born. The nasal cavity separates from the mouth at about 9 weeks into gestation, at which point the chemoreceptors for smelling are formed and ready. By the 13th week, the olfactory nerve's connection to the brain is intact.
I never would have thought we could smell before we could breathe air.
Yep. Smelling does not require air. And the fact that infants begin smelling before they're born should help to explain why immediately after birth, a child can locate her mother's nipple. In one experiment, each mother had one of her breasts cleansed after birth, and when the newborn babies were placed between their mother's breasts, a significant majority of the infants chose the uncleansed breast.
Does this smell thing work vice versa?
Indeed it does. In another study, after only 1 hour's acquaintance with their new babies, 90% of mothers recognized their baby's scent from that of a stranger's baby.
Wow, that's a keen sense of smell, all right. I don't know how keen my sense of smell is, but it's sharp enough that I'm going to be sick here in a minute if I don't clean up this stench.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from David Chamberlain at the Santa Barbara Graduate Institute. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.